Mike McFeely for KFGO in Fort Myers, Florida, Twins Spring Training 2014. Talk with Twins manager Ron Gardenhire. And Gardy, from what I understand, you have a new first baseman this year. I don't know if you've heard about that, but you got a guy that moved from catcher to first base.
Yeah, I think he's liking it too. I think not squatting, not doing all these bullpens, not taking foul tips, not having to block balls in the dirt. I think he's kind of enjoying that over at first base. That's a good thing for us.
What I've been telling people is that's maybe one of the least of your worries. People seem to be pretty fixated on Joe moving to first base, but where's that rank on your list of concerns?
None. He's too good of an athlete, and I like the fact that you've got a good chance to keep him on the field now for 150-plus ball games, and I do like that. And he's taken enough beating behind that plate, and believe me, he's a good enough athlete. He makes it look pretty easy over there.
Just talking to Rick Anderson, and the rotation looks a little bit different this year, of course, with the signings of Nolasco and Hughes, and just a different feeling, it seems like to me, that with what those guys might be able to bring.
Yeah, they know what they're doing, and we needed that. We need to get to the second half of games. But Andy and I were talking yesterday, and we're just watching all these guys throw all this live BP and everything, and we're seeing how many good arms we have. We've brought in enough people here that there's just good arms. I mean, and that's kind of fun to see the big boys, the young kids throwing pellets up there, and, you know, the angles. And it's kind of fun just to watch, you know, all the different new arms we have with a little velocity.
All these guys are so big, and I'm not a big guy, but I talked to Pelfrey yesterday, I talked to Gibson yesterday, I talked to Meyer yesterday, and they're all huge. It's like they're a front line of an NBA team. Is that different from the days when you were playing in the big leagues or in organized ball, or has it always been that way, and have I just not noticed that pitchers are huge?
Well, I mean, you look back, I remember when I first broke in, the Montreal Expos had, I thought every one of their pitchers were like 6'10". And back also when we were playing the Minnesota Twins in like instructional leagues and stuff with those powder blue uniforms, mm-hmm. I thought every one of their players were 6'5 and above, and I thought they only drafted that way. So it's gone in cycles, but right now we have a bunch of really big pitchers, and it's kind of fun to see all the angles and the velocity, like I said.
When it comes to the young guys, Buxton, Snow, that's the other stories that fans want to know about out of spring training. I know it's incredibly early, but Snow's been taking some BP and hitting it 8 million miles out of the stadium here, and Buxton has looked good from what I've been able to discern with my amateur eye. What do you see out of those kids so far?
Well, just like you said, Sano and a guy like Vargas, they're two really big kids. And when they step in there for batting practice, the ball is definitely flying a long ways, along with Arcia. He's hitting them a long way. So that's kind of neat to see. The crazy thing about Buxton, he kind of just blends in with everybody. He's not this big, huge kid or anything, but all of a sudden you see him all take off running, and he goes flying across there, or you see a ball jump off a bat, and it looks like a little infielder up there, and you realize this kid is unbelievable. I mean, he's got some snap in the bat, and he blends in nicely until the game gets going, and then he shines.
Snow and Buxton seem to have different personalities. I've talked to each of them, and Snow is very confident and talking about hitting 35 homers and 100 RBIs this year. Buxton seems like a very shy, quiet kid. Does that play into development of a player, their personality?
That's a great thing about the game, is you get all these different personalities and how they go about the game. And you know what, Bux has always been that way from the first time we drafted him. He came up there to Minnesota. He was taking BP with Morney and Maurer, and he was quiet. And, you know, and you could just tell that's his makeup. He's very sure of himself, and he goes about it. And just like you said, Sano, he's going to step out there and tell you what he's going to do, and he's probably going to do it.
How many spots open do you have defensively? When you look around, there's a lot of talk about the pitching staff, but there's some questions, I think, to answer in terms of defensively in the lineup as well.
Yeah, we've got spots out there, and we've said all along, you know, you got to figure out position-wise, you got to figure out center field, you got to figure out the outfield all the way around, who's going to DH and all that stuff. In the infield, we got a little bit of setback here with Florman. We have some good young infielders there. We got some utility spots open and backup catcher, so there's definitely some spots available.
Gardy, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike. Appreciate it.